December 12, 1917. How the sun gives a simile of the acts done in the divine will. Continuing in my usual state, I was fusing all of myself in the holy will of my sweet Jesus. And I prayed, loved, and repaired. And he said to me, "My daughter, do you want a simile of the acts done in my will? Look up, and you will see the sun, a circle of light, containing its limits, its shape. But the light that comes out of this sun, from within the limits of its roundness, fills the earth and extends everywhere, not in a round shape, but wherever it finds earth, mountains, seas, to illuminate and to invest with its heat. So much so, that with the majesty of its light, with the beneficial influence of its heat, and by investing everyone, the sun becomes the king of all planets, and holds supremacy over all created things. Now, such are the acts done in my will, and still more. As the creature does her act, it is small, limited. But as it enters into my will, it becomes immense. It invests all. It gives light and heat to all. It reigns over all. It acquires supremacy over all the other acts of creatures. It has right over all. So it rules, commands, conquers. Yet, her act is small. But by doing it in my will, it has undergone an incredible transformation, which not even to the angel is it given to comprehend. I alone can measure the just value of these acts done in my will. They are the triumph of my glory, the outpouring of my love, the fulfillment of my redemption, and I feel as though repaid for the very creation. Therefore, always forward in my will.